Hey. Oh my gosh. I didn't think you were gonna pick up. I'm sorry, I still don't really know how this works. We've only called a few times, but I'm so glad you picked up. Yeah. I know you don't like being asked this, but I really need to know. How are you doing? Good. You don't sound good. I won't push it if you don't want to talk, but I noticed you weren't yourself in chat. You weren't making your dumb jokes like usual, and you haven't replied to any of my messages. You always reply to me. Seriously? The only thing you took from that is me calling your jokes dumb? There's still that old you in there somewhere. You know you can tell me anything, right? We've been chatting for a while now, and you're my closest friend here. Seriously. Please don't brush it off as just me being nicer or something like that. I want to be there for you. And can I be honest with you? You know I love hanging out on that server, right? Well, one of those reasons is because I get to talk with you. I get all giddy when logging on just to see you in chat. You could talk about the most bizarre topic and I'd still be interested. Yes, really. You just have this way of pulling people in. No one skims one of your posts because they know what you say will be worth reading. My eyes automatically go to your username just to read what you said, and I can't help but put that little heart emoji when you say something really sweet, which is really often. I can feel you rolling your eyes at that, but it's true. I just feel like you're so sincere all the time. And you're not here to please others or to kiss someone's ass. You're just here to enjoy yourself. But you don't have to put up that face with me. Whatever you want people to think of you publicly is fine, but in private, with me, you can let things go. I know things can be hard when taking them on by yourself, and I don't want you to face them alone. Whatever the issue is, we can tackle it together. Nothing would make me happier than to do that for you. Please, at least consider letting me be there for you, okay? Thank you, really. And I don't want to seem too pushy. If you don't want to talk, that's fine. I'll understand either way, honest. Hey, it's okay. It's okay. Don't apologize. You're not a mess. I promise. No, please. Please don't hang up. Please let me stay with you, and I want to stay. Thank you. Thank you for letting me stay. You don't have to hold back. Just let it out. You're doing amazing, I promise. I'm really proud of you for being so open and vulnerable with me. And it's okay to cry. Yeah, I'm here with you, and you can let it out. Do you want to take a deep breath with me? We'll do it together. Just in and out. Let's do a few more, alright? Last one. You did really well. Good job. Can you tell me what's been bothering you? Mm-hmm. Yeah. I didn't know you were going through something like that. I'm really, really sorry. Why didn't you talk to me? I told you, you're one of my best friends and I value every single word you type, just imagining you thinking it out. I know how pensive you can get with how you come across to others, and I really adore that about you. There's so many things about you, good things, that I wish you could see so that you'd understand what you look like to me. When I think of you, I imagine the most caring, most honest person that I've ever met. Someone who doesn't sit by when wrongdoings are happening. Someone who speaks up, and you help others who are too shy to say things themselves. You're a leader of misleds, always willing to take some time to listen to someone in need, be a support beam for them, even when you have troubles yourself. I can sense when you have your off days, but I didn't know it was this rough. I worry about you, but now, please don't give up. Yeah. Please, please don't give up. Hey, whoa, then let me be there for you, damn it. It's not your time, okay? It breaks my heart to hear that you have these thoughts. There's always a solution to everything in life, but the one you're thinking of, you can't do that. Ever. I mean it. Promise me that you won't do that. Come on, please. Please promise me. And I wish I could just bundle up all of your pain and sadness into a ball and throw it away as far as I can. I want you to be happy. Gosh, I want you to be so happy. You have no idea. I'm sorry. I really don't mean to raise my voice or to seem so upset, but it just hurts so bad to hear you say these kinds of things. I don't know, and I don't understand how hard things can be for you, but I just hope that you can smile again and mean it, you know? Yeah. Would it be okay for me to ask you something? Good, and feel free to ignore answering, alright? I know this call has taken a lot out of you, and I only want to understand things better. Regarding these thoughts, do they come around often? Usually at night? And how long does it take for you to fall asleep? That's a really long time. I have an idea. Would it help if I stayed with you tonight? Yeah, I'd stay with you until you fall asleep. Come on, please. At least we could give it a shot. Having someone by your side could help you feel protected and safe. I wouldn't let anything get to you. No matter how dark these thoughts may be, If I have to ward them off with a lit candle constantly on the verge of flicking out of existence, then I will. Yeah? As in, I can stay? Thank you so much. I'm never gonna let you go through this alone, I promise. Even if I'm 100 miles away, I'm always here for you, every single day. No matter what it takes, he can do this. Are you feeling a little bit better now? Yeah? I'm really, really, really glad to hear that. Even if it's just a tiny bit, that's good enough for me. Now, I want you to slide into bed and try to get some rest, okay? Gosh, I wish I could give you a hug. I wish I could just shower you with hugs and kisses. Oh, yeah, just give me a sec. I gotta get into bed too. Alright, warm and snuggly. So, I want you to close your eyes and ease your breathing. Go slow. In and out. Just like that. That's good. That's... Sorry for making you yawn too. I'm just so sleepy. Try to fall asleep with me. I'll be here in the morning. Just nudge me awake if you hear me snore. Do you have a question? Sure, I can answer. Yeah, I'll try my best. You want me to sing for you? A lullaby? I haven't sung one of those in a really long time. And I'm not that good of a singer. Hey, how about maybe next time? Yeah, you can suggest a song and I'll recite all the lyrics to put on a show for you next time. Yeah, it can be something we'll look forward to. But for now, we're just gonna breathe and fall asleep with each other on the line. Is that okay? Yeah? Alright, let's just breathe. In and out. You'll be all right, I promise. I don't know if you're asleep yet, but I just wanted to say a few more things. I'm really, really glad that you picked up tonight and that you told me all these things. Thank you so much for being open with me and sharing your deepest thoughts. I know it's really hard and I'm just really proud of you. I promise you that everything's gonna be okay and that I love you. I love you so much. I care for you a lot and I'm so glad that I met you. I'm so glad that I can call you a friend. You are incredibly special to me, and you mean a lot. Good night, sweetie.